It is Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM studios, being joined with Amanda Dodd today from Mike's Hardware. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've been a part of many volunteer groups and organizations over the years, you know, supporting food banks and such, and we'll get all into that. But I just want to say thank you for joining us and taking the time out of your day.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
So right off the hop, there's a lot of questions about, you know, why people get involved, you know, especially somebody who's busy as you are trying to run a business and things like that. What drives you to get involved with organizations and, you know, support the community one person at a time?
I think a huge part that drives me is just giving back to the community I've been raised in and helping out in whatever capacity I can, whether it's helping with a food drive or helping with the SPCA, just feeling that I've given back somehow and helped somebody. It's just a great feeling.
So let's talk a little bit about the food drive. Again, you've partnered with MyFM over the years, Mike's Hardware, with our All Hands on Deck food drive, and you see the results that come of those types of food drives and fundraising and things like that. Does it kind of pull on the heartstrings a little bit for you?
Yeah, I think so. I grew up as a military child, moving from base to base, so I got the opportunity to see a lot of different walks of life in the various towns that we've lived in. And it's nice to be able to help give back in a way that you know is going to benefit multiple people opposed to just one or two people.
Okay, so heading to, you know, future considerations for things, you know, there's always, you know, fundraisers going on, you know, over the holiday seasons and things like that. Again, you know, we've talked about Mike's Hardware, you know, always being involved. Is that something that's going to continue as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge part of when I left my old position and stayed on full time with our business, is just to do community relations and get out in the community and try to make that connection with everybody, whether it be from a giveaway on our page to doing a raffle of some sorts and orchestrating that to be able to donate money somewhere for somebody who needs it. It's nice to be able to give back in any capacity we can.
Do you have any words of wisdom for maybe some of the younger generation, or, you know, maybe somebody opening up a new business who is looking to make that community connection?
It's not a hard thing to do, and you don't need to do as many hours as I put in. Even an hour here and there, stopping and buying a little bit of food for the food bank and dropping it in the box at any of your grocery stores, having a box at your business at Christmas or something like that. It's simple. You don't have to overthink it, just to get out in the community and show that you're there. From a person perspective and a business perspective, is just nice.
It's Volunteer Appreciation Day here on MyFM. We're talking with Amanda Daw here today from Mike's Hardware. Again, Amanda, you know, you've done so many great things over the years, supporting MyFM with all of our charity work and such like that. You know, you said you traveled around a lot as a military child. Can you kind of break down for us a little bit the difference between some of the places you've lived and then coming to the Ottawa Valley? Is it kind of the same mentality when it comes to giving back?
Yes. So growing up, like, I did London, which was a city, and then we were in New Brunswick for a bit, in Gagetown, so just outside of Fredericton. You see the giving back and everybody helping out, but I find that the community we're in here just steps it up to a whole new level and gives back in different ways that you wouldn't even think of.
Okay. Is there... you know, obviously you have young children. One's going off to university this fall, which is crazy to hear considering she's been with us for so long. Now that your kids are older, do you plan to maybe dial back your involvement a little bit, or just kind of continue to keep on rolling?
No, we'll definitely continue it. She is the baby and she is off this year to school, but we'll definitely keep rolling with it. That's a huge part of our family. We've brought our children up that way throughout the years, even just helping out. So she'll be, she's helped at the last couple food drives with MyFM prior to working for MyFM and then with working for you guys. She does a lot with the SPCA. She's done some stuff with the Grind. coldest night of the year. So she tries to get back where she can too.
It's all about training the next generation, right?
It absolutely is.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have with you in the studio with us. And again, we can't thank you enough for everything you've been able to do for the community and supporting us and such like that. So again, from everyone here and across the community for all your volunteer efforts, thank you so much.
Thank you.